RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now, it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Just after 7 o'clock, we welcome you in live to another edition of Tee to Green. We're live and on the air here in Cheektowaga at Diamond Hawk Golf Course here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on Saturday, March 8th. We welcome you into our show. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis, Fred Zillner from Diamond Hawk, going to join us in just a few moments. Jeff Blank from our team, maybe getting us a little live camera action here in just a few moments, so be sure to check it out on our X page, T2G Buffalo. Jeff, you give me the thumbs up when we think we're up and going here.
It's not a thumb, Jeff.
No. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
We're great. Back for show number 2 here of 28.
Yes, yeah. And you know what? This place, Diamond Hawk, it's kind of got two great personalities. It's got an awesome golf course that it's open to the public to play, and it's the nightlife here is pretty sweet.
Yeah. We walk in here and saw the stage going.
Yeah,
and
that's new. The stage is new.
That
yeah.
looks tremendous. So
there's always live music going on here, and let me tell you, when that patio gets going, it's rocking. It's awesome.
And the sun's coming out. We're going to have some nice, yeah. And golf's starting to perk up a little. We got Bay Hill this week and next week the Players. So,
yeah, it was exciting. We're going to talk a lot about what occurred yesterday at Bay Hill for the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And then they've got the Players next week, which I'm looking forward to going back.
Yeah, it feels like golf's in full swing almost. Yeah. Yep.
Now, people want to know when they're going to play. When can we play here, right? Snow is going, and, like, everybody's got the itch now, right? Like, you know, well, we league sign-ups and everything.
We see temperatures are going to be 50s and 60s maybe upcoming. So
we need some rain, right?
Yeah, there? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the soil temperature's got to get to a certain point before grass can rejuvenate itself. I think it's around 50 degrees. So, I mean, when the ground's 30 degrees, if it's mush, you know, thawed on top, you go down 3 inches and it's frozen.
I know I had to put a sign in my yard for something the other day, and it got down only, I'm like, oh, ground is still frozen, only a few inches in there. So
that's why you got kids, to have them fight through that. Yes.
we're now live streaming as well on our TD Green X page. So if you want to see us, it's a pretty sight.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You can at least see what Diamond Hawk looks like inside here, and the Hawk inside the restaurant.
See what some Donald Ross gear looks like.
I know.
That's right. These we match today, Brian.
I know. We got the lavender hoodies on.
Yes. Yeah,
we're looking good.
We are looking good.
I agree. All right. Let's bring in Fred Zillmer from Diamond Hawk, who has been on the show, if you've listened before, from previous years, and a very good supporter of our mission here to grow the game in Western New York. Hi,
absolutely.
Fred.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Great. You know, just looking at grass instead of snow, I'm feeling much better.
people are already calling, right?
Everybody's calling. They're coming. When are you opening? When are you opening? You know, the minute they see 60 degrees on the TV, it's like, oh, my goodness. And, you know, I can't wait. Trust me.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep anyone off. Yeah. I want it to go.
Yeah, you'd rather have them make a tea time than call you and ask about a tea time. That's for sure.
It seemed like a long winter. Yeah. It really did.
We didn't get the break in between with some warm days in between. We never really got it.
Right.
So what is the procedure with, you know, not to beat this into the ground, because you're not going to be the only golf course this week that's going to get a phone call and say, hey, are you going to be open Friday? It's going to be 65. Saturday, it's going to be 68. Like, what is the procedure in terms of the golf course and of knowing when to open? We know that there's conditions that may outside seem like golf weather, but maybe the golf course in itself may not be ready. So what goes into that process?
Well, there's a lot to it. I mean, quite honestly, the frost, if there's frost in the greens, it's a no-go, you know, because the minute you walk on the greens, when it's frosty, you leave a depression. The depression is very difficult to get out.
You break the root you break the leaf at the crown, and then it dies.
And then, then it dies. Then there's a whole other issue. And then what we do is, people don't realize, we go from a transition from snow until wet, and it's really wet. And then, you know, will we let walkers out? Sure, if the superintendent says the conditions are acceptable to, but we don't want to sacrifice the summer for a couple rounds in the spring. That, you know, again, trust us, we want people to play. This is the machine that, you know, that runs the whole thing. But we have to wait until it's properly timed, and our superintendent really, he lays the rules down. The course is in great shape because he is so much of a guardian of this golf course.
And that's why your golf course is great throughout the summer, then. And that's what you do. Hey, you said some cool things are going on here during the summer. When was we were talking off air here, a bunker project. To me, that's always very exciting and interesting.
Yeah, well, we started a little bit at the end of last year, and it's pretty cool. There's so many different technologies going into bunkers, but what we've experimented with is we actually bought old AstroTurf, and we lay it in the bunker. We clean the bunker right out, get to drainage, clear the drainage, make sure everything's draining properly. So you get all the sediment, anything else that can block the drains out. Then what the course staff does is they lay the AstroTurf. It's some old football field I found. And then we lay that in, patch
because that's permeable, because the water will filter through that, but it'll hold the sand back, right? Is that correct?
Correct. Yep. The dirt won't go through, the sand won't go through, and it just kind of sits there, and it actually has a nice fluffy base. Mm-hmm. And then they stake it in, and then we resand it. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of bunkers out there that are projects now that hold water. Obviously, people think that once you have a bunker, it's there forever. Well, it's not. It's huge. That's a big maintenance project.
It's an expensive project, too.
Very expensive, yeah. But we're excited. The ones that we've tested out have been working great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I bought a couple tractor-trailer loads of turf, so the project's going to be ongoing. We try to keep it running as we go. Some of the bigger projects, some of the bigger bunkers that are a problem, you know, are first on the list.
The other thing that was interesting is you got your data from last year, and pace of play has been really important. You know, a lot of people talk about pace of play around the golf world. Pace of play here doesn't seem to be any kind of issue, does it?
No, it's our GPS has some new technology, and it's the pace of play we check at the end of the year. And I get everything from, you know, your course is so slow, it takes forever because it's hard and challenging. Our pace of play, our average is 4 hours. I believe it was 4 hours and 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. I don't know the end time, but when I saw the 4 hour, you know, and a small amount after it, yep. I'm like, wow. And because, you know, we get Sunday golfers are slower. I mean, because they're just out there. They're either teaching somebody or their family member wants to go. You know, during the week, we zip right around. I get people out of here in the mornings in 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Nice. Well, I think people are like, what? That's on a public golf course in Western New York to be around 4 hours. Let's just round it, mm-hmm. you know, on either side. That's 2 hours per nine holes. That's fantastic.
I mean, yeah, that's what we're all shooting for, right? Yeah, that's
the
goal.
You're all shooting for 4 hours or less, but if you can average around there, that's absolutely, I think that's the target, right? That's the goal. That's the expectation where you're, and you're not rushing at a 4 hour round.
No, it's perfectly paced.
And that's, every facility struggles with that. It's not public or it's right. private. It's not exclusive sure. to public facilities. Yeah, every golf course struggles with it on the weekends.
Yes. Everybody does. And to be honest with you, you're going to laugh, but my goal is 2 hours on the front side, hot dog and a beer, and then 2 hours on the back.
Sure.
Sounds like a perfect
15
day.
Minutes.
Yeah, it sounds like a perfect day to me. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if this turf project works out right, you know, the Bills are looking for another loan to help, you know, the funding of the stadium. They mm-hmm. can sell the old turf.
That's right.
The golf course is there.
Well, maybe they can give me some first because of the idea. And then
that's
we'll go,
right. Yeah. We just trademarked it on the show. We've operated, trademarked it. Yeah. It's all patent pending.
Well, our superintendent's phenomenal, so. Whatever he says, we try to get done.
And one other question on the bunkers, if we can go back to that sure. Real quick. You know, when this course was open, the design, one of the features, the stack sod bunkers, which those are hard to maintain because inevitably someone's going to step on the face of them, the stack sod, when they're walking around. It happens.
They climb up
I've seen audio technicians working for television on the PGA Tour, walk around stacks out. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
It collapses, right?
It does. And we did have a couple, and we actually, they're so hard to maintain. And, you know, the public are not very friendly to them. They beat them up, and we just replace them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just, unfortunately, the face is a little severe
sure.
when you replace it. But it's a great, you know.
It looks great.
Yep, absolutely. If you're in a high-end private club. Yeah. I'd put a couple in, but, you know, if you have that budget. But it's a budgetary thing.
And then you said you're beta testing something cool maybe this year. It's always cool when you get to a new – when the club's always looking for something new to do every year to make the experience better for their customers. And I thought this was a cool idea if this works out.
Man. Well, Tag Marshall at the show, we were at the golf show.
Saw you there. Yep.
And they were demoing a basic prototype that goes on top of the pin that screws in on the nut at the top of the pin. And what it does is it measures the wind. So it's going to tell you, okay, the
connects
actual
to the GPS of the cart.
It goes right to the GPS on the cart. And from the tip of the pin to the cart is going to give you actual GPS distance within a quarter size. Mm-hmm. Then the wind, it's going to tell you where the wind is, how many miles per hour the wind is blowing, and a recommendation whether you should club up or club down.
That's kind of cool.
Wow. So they're not bringing that to the tour without rangefinders first.
I was we talk about pace of play.
This helps pace of play, actually, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Because if they hit more greens and have more fun,
that's right.
For more birdies, yeah.
And leave more ball marks and that we have to fix and that kind of thing, yeah.
Weird. I thought all golfers would play
that ball. That happens everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, private clubs, you play them, like, there are pitch marks on greens there, too. It's like, oh. Just fix two. Fix yours and someone else's, and we'll all be good.
It's a habit. It's just like anything else. You just get in the habit, you'll always do it.
Speaking of pitch marks, there was a rule question about that at the Arnold Palmer Invitational with Wyndham Clark, which we'll get to coming up in just a little bit here with Kevin, because I know you were part of
Brilliant tease, Brian.
Discussion. Yeah, so we'll get to that coming up. If you were wondering, there's actually a rule with pitch marks and things like that. So we'll get to that coming up. But the greens here, the green complexes, bigger ones than maybe the average size in Western New York here, Fred. So I think that's one of the things that I like about coming here is that the challenge around the green, there's more runoff areas even too than maybe the average course in Western New York. And, you know, we're seeing that even as a trend now with professional courses on the PGA Tour more, that we're seeing those mowed off areas, down areas around the green where guys can be really creative. And I think that's what I like about coming here is that I always say, like, around the green, I'm challenged and I get a chance to maybe try some shots that I don't get to do elsewhere.
Sure. And the cool thing is with Dr. Hurd and Fry, when they designed the golf course, I don't know if you, now you don't think about it when you're playing. If the hole is hard, the green is bigger. If the hole is hard,
yeah.
Okay? They're trying to give you a little advantage up there. And if, you know, and the reverse happens, the green is smaller if the hole is easy.
And the runoff areas give you more options around the greens,
oh,
which
chipping,
I always
yeah.
like. Yeah, you can either lob it, you can bump and run it, you can use a Texas wedge. There's a million different options, which makes it more fun.
Yeah, chipping and putting, you know, the key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, out here, you don't need a driver.
Yeah. On those runoff areas, Jeff, mm-hmm. if you're sitting there and you've got, you know, another maybe 10 yards or so, And here, again, it's undulating. It's not flat around the green areas. What are some of the shots you can hit in those spots? I mean, like, we've seen guys flop it all the way to the hole. We've seen guys bump it with, like, a hybrid. We've seen, you know, the 7-iron classic bump and run. Like,
well, yeah, every shot's going to be a little different, right? And everybody's confidence level. What are you confident doing? Some people aren't confident flopping a wedge up there, and so they're afraid to try to cut, you know, hit a nice big cutter. Some people are really comfortable with their putter, so that might be the best option. You know, anytime the simpler you can make it, the better, right? Anytime you make the shot harder than it needs to be, that's when you get in trouble. So find the simplest shot and the one you're the most confident in and play that. And, you know, I mean, if you're out there practicing with your butt, whatever, then that's the time to practice some of those shots. But if you're out playing around or whatever, hit the shot, go to your go-to shot for that, and be comfortable over the ball, because if you're not confident, that shot's not going to come off well anyway.
My favorite hole has changed here on this golf course. It's okay. Now number 14. Because I think it's brilliant. I think the hole is designed brilliantly. It's got the pond. You know, it doesn't come into play off the tee, or it shouldn't. It may be for big hitters like you, the llama.
That's the par five.
Yep.
That,
yep.
The llama.
The par five.
Where it kind of wraps around from right to left.
Yes, and really, I mean, you've got to be, you know, Rory-esque to get there, or Koziol to get there in two. But
pond's not in play.
The undulation of the green, the design of the putting surface, really brings a lot of things into play.
It sure does.
Even laying up in your third shot in there, you've really got to land it in the right spot on the green.
100%, especially when that pin is tucked back right.
Oh, yes.
I hit it great, and all of a sudden you see it rolling back to you in that ball, and that's a three-putt right from there.
Whoa. Let's not admit to three-putts. We can always find a way to get up and down. Yeah.
Hey, some three-putts are better than others.
True. Good point. Yes.
But, yeah, that is a really good hole. We have a lot of really picturesque holes, but that's actually one of my favorites. It's just really – I look at it as a really good golf hole. You can, you know, a lot of risk reward. You get to, you know, hit a good drive. You get to that edge. Can I cut that corner a little bit?
Sure.
You know, is it going to give me a little bit of an advantage? Most of the time, it's like middle, wedge.
I've only made it
if
there
you're disciplined
twice.
Like that. Yes.
Once.
Yeah.
I've only made it there once in two, and I made par.
Three putt. Yeah, we're some three putt pars.
I got to tell you, the fun thing is when we do Superintendent's Revenge Tournament here, it's a blast. But the superintendent puts the pin on the top of that knoll before the ball, and you can't hold.
Forget
it.
About it.
It's a fun hole to play in a tournament too. Maybe in a scramble format. I know when we were here for Danny Gare's tournament, we did that, and you obviously you have the first guy lay one up. Nice and safe.
Yep.
And then you got three cracks to go at it to go over the water.
Sure.
So it's a fun hole to play for sure if you're playing in that like scramble.
I heard you request to play with the same group again this year.
We had a good group last year. Yes.
How'd you get that info, Kev?
Yes. We Joe Pinter and his crew from the Sabres. We had a good crew.
Joey's a good man. Good man.
Yeah. We had a really really fun time in Danny Gare's event here. Is Danny's back?
It is.
This year? Awesome.
Yep. Connect Life is back.
Awesome.
Yeah, they have a great time. We do quite a few really good golf tournaments.
And your tournament schedule is fully booked?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's the second year that we've had 60 events. And we have really, you know, everything from Wegmans to Danny's Connect Life tournament. we specialize in charity tournaments. Our goal is to make them feel like they're a private golf course, which they do. And my director of golf, Tyler, he does a phenomenal job. I can't take much credit other than getting them coffee and things like that.
Yeah, it's a good job.
When it comes to the summer, what nights are live music happening out on the patio?
Oh, well, it's fun here. This summer, we've got a heck of a schedule. Wednesdays, some Thursdays, Friday, Saturday, we have live music. We have everything from the Nerds to the new Funkenstein band. With the Nerds, we'll do 300-400 people here, so get here early. Music all the time. We have so many good bands. I mean, a lot of the top bands, Flipside.
You should sell season tickets to your concerts.
Season pass.
His eyes lit up there.
Yeah. Well, we actually it's funny you mentioned that. We do have a pack that the people can buy, like $25 to get so many passes in, so many $5 entry fees, because we do allow door fees.
Cover charge.
Yeah. We do charge $5 for the bands to get in. The better bands are 10, and you get so much off. And then when you're done, you get a free drink.
Very nice. Listen, you go to a concert now, you're paying. I recently went to a concert at the Phoenix Open, and I couldn't believe the price of the ticket for a concert, because I just haven't been to one. I'm like, oh, my gosh. All right, so to go see a local band here that's going to be outstanding for $10, that's a steal.
We have Cock Robin coming back. Remember
Excellent.
Them?
Yeah, yeah.
From the old days?
I remember them. Yeah.
They're coming back.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, we got some fun stuff. Obviously, you guys know we have a great menu, great chef. Our barbecue's flying. We'll have a few new little things here and there. And
Hawk Burger's outstanding.
We kill it on fish fries. We're doing fish fries pretty much every day now.
It's fish fry season, so you guys are going more than Fridays for those.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday right now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, and then we're going to come out with the summer menu, a little bit lighter fare, a little bit more mahi-driven and that kind of thing. So we do quite a nice amount of food here.
Awesome. Fred, if people want to contact you, I know you said your tournament schedule may be full here, but maybe just to get information about in the future or an event or even something maybe within the restaurant or something like that. What's the best way to contact you?
DiamondHawkGolf.com, or just call our number 716-651-0700. One of the recommendations I honestly would give, if you're looking for a great tournament here, call us for next year. It's we're taking bookings for next year already. So if you want to get in, I do apologize. I want to do every tournament I can, but I can't.
It's a good problem to have.
It's really a great problem.
I know you're also hosting the Section 6 High School Golf Championships this year, too.
Oh, we do
in
a lot.
May.
Yeah, we do a lot with,
so
the,
that's cool.
With the schools. We have a high school and a college team that play out of here, which we love. Obviously, we support all junior golf. We get the Ladies Links of Buffalo here. They're going to play an event once a month here. They're a great group. We support golf. We want it to be the best place out there to enjoy a nice round of golf and a pint after.
And also, too, people might 100% may not even just remember where this is. So it's right by the airport.
We're right across the street from the airport, 255 Sanwell Drive. Don't trust Google. They'll take you down the wrong road. Go to 255 Sanwell Drive, directly across from the airport. You can see the tower. It looks like it's a dead end, and it is not. We are the end of the rainbow here.
Beautiful.
I like it. End of the rainbow.
All right. Yeah. No, love playing in events here. You guys do a great job with tournaments and events like that. So if you are scheduled to play one this year, you're in for a treat. The food is awesome. And I know, Kevin, you and I have been here to eat just dinner and meals and stuff. It's really nice. And
Tony, come check out one of the band nights. It really is.
Absolutely.
It's cool.
And if anybody wants any information, we're going to be at the golf show next Saturday.
Excellent.
At Riverworks, and we're going to have a few specials and a few pack specials for the year.
That's a perfect tease.
Fred knew what was on our schedule.
Yeah.
Next segment, we're going to talk with Brian Smith about the Golf Expo event next week.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be down at Riverworks. Bigger venue this year based upon last year's
turnout
for the inaugural one. They didn't know, like, how's it going to work, and pack the house.
So. Yeah,
they do a great job, really good job.
Well, Fred, thank you so much for, again, everything you do to help promote golf with all these organizations and tournaments and events, and we're looking forward to getting some swings in here very soon, it looks like, maybe.
Well, we love having it. So thanks for coming out, and pray for warm weather.
Yeah, I see the sun. It's coming.
Awesome. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Fred Zillner with us here from Diamond Hawk. As we'll step aside and take our first break. When we come back, Brian Smith, talk about from Golf Buffalo, going to talk about Golf Expo next week.
Yeah, and if you're watching us on X,
yes,
or on Twitter, like, we stay on in the breaks. So you get to hear us, talk about the show, maybe curse a little.
The good banter.
I've been warned so many times about cursing.
We already told me this 75 times. Jeff, we're going to be on during the commercials, so be careful. Yes. Yes, at T2G Buffalo on X, at T2G Buffalo. You can check out our live stream if you want to see what it looks like here this morning. Our Jeff Blank is manning it, and it's up and running.
Yeah, he's like, I got to do this every week now? Maybe.
Blank, we need your Arnold Palmer pick for the last segment, so be ready. All right, we'll take a timeout here from Diamond Hawk, diamondhawkgolf.com, to get yourself information about an event or eventually soon book a tee time, or to check out their great music schedule. With Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colesi, you'll hear Evan DePasquale producing back in our Amherst studios. Tee to Green continues from Diamond Hawk right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard, we have created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, discounted bay hours, and two locations with one membership. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, and your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
For 100 years, Lancaster Country Club has been about great golf, good times, and a welcoming community. Our championship course is among the best in Western New York, meticulously maintained, challenging for all skill levels, and ready for your next round. But golf is just the beginning. Whether it's a wedding, anniversary, or corporate event, our newly renovated clubhouse and banquet spaces set the stage for unforgettable moments. Membership opportunities are available. Be part of history at Lancaster Country Club. Visit lccny.com to learn more and schedule a tour today.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience that you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences, all while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. There are so many ways to enjoy being a member with their incredible indoor-outdoor patio and their addition of their new simulators. For more information or a tour, call Roland at 716-433-5969, extension 103. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
7:26 is the time. We welcome you back here live at Diamond Hawk Golf. We are inside the Hawk, the restaurant. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Bitas. As we are also going for the first time this week live on X, stream if you want to check it out.
I kind of missed, but we're back live. We had to
Reset a little
of
the situation.
Something, so
get the wide angle lens going.
I thought Blank was just trying to mimic me with my hand gestures when I talk, but I think he's trying to tell me, no, we're not going. We're not staying on during the break.
Next break, we'll try it.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
We had to reconnect.
We're going to talk a lot about the Arnold Palmer Invitational, look ahead to next week's Players' Championship, and look at our PGA Tour. We'll get the PGA Tour Leaderboard, Champions Tour, and LPGA reports coming up. We'll also get Jeff's Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, and also news on whether or not when we're going to see Tiger Woods play next. But for now, before we get to any of that, let's bring in from Golf Buffalo, Brian Smith, who joins us here on the line this morning. Brian and a group getting set to host a golf expo here in Buffalo next weekend, which we'll give you information about. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited to hear more about this golf expo that's next week down at Riverworks. Why don't you give everybody a little information about what the event's all about?
Sure. So the event is 3 to 6 next week, next Saturday, March 15th. It's at Riverworks, as you mentioned. It's really a watch party for Moving Day, Players' Championship, which will be a lot of fun. We had we watched the players last year at this event, and it was great golf and had a really great time. It is a beer and spirits tasting event. The tickets are $35. There is also a DD $10 ticket, and you can get that at golf-buffalo.com, or you can search Golf Buffalo Expo at Eventbrite. But it's a really great event. bring a lot of the businesses, people, courses, just a lot of the golf industry in Western New York together. And, you know, it's really to celebrate the opening season of golf and also, you know, give some local golf vendors and businesses an opportunity to kind of show their stuff to a good crowd. So it was a great event last year. Excited to be growing it this year and hopefully a new Western New York tradition moving forward.
And Brian, in today's political climate, Canadians are welcome to come and there's no tariff on the ticket, correct?
I need a lawyer to answer some of these things, Kevin.
Well, I'm just basically trying to say, like, listen, everybody's welcome to come to the event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that when we first started looking at doing this, you know, there are experts north of the border, too, that have that are well attended and just thought it made sense for us to do something down here as well. So,
yeah, looking forward to that. I know we were talking with Fred Zellner here from Diamond Hawk, where we are today in our last segment. He's going to be there representing Diamond Hawk. So there's going to be a lot of area courses and golf facilities and vendors there that people can get a chance to try things out. And Brian, you know, talking golf with other golfers, watching the Players Championship, that's good conversation on a Saturday afternoon.
It is, you know, and it's great. I mean, you guys probably know better than anyone how great the Western New York golf scene is. And it is fun to meet new people that love golf and, you know, there's camaraderie around watching together and, you know, even as the businesses and the business owners, I think we have a lot of fun getting together and seeing what everyone's doing. One of the cool things about this event is that we've noticed a bunch of the vendors. And I was listening earlier, you know, Fred mentioned it too. He's going to have some different specials and stuff. People see the event as an opportunity to launch new products or offer a new discount. So if you're looking to do something fun, learn about some new things that are going on in Western New York golf, it's a great event to go to.
Brian, last year was the inaugural one, and the success of it, response of it, that created the need for the bigger space. Is that why Riverworks is in play? And how many vendors or more interest did you get from the golf businesses in Western New York?
Yeah, good question. We definitely needed bigger space, but also space where everyone could kind of be in the same area. We had a great venue last year. And it was perfect for what we had. The way it was divided up a little bit was kind of tough, especially for the watch party part of it. So, this year at Riverworks, we've got the big screen, you know, if you're familiar in there, it kind of looks like a Jumbotron type screen on the one side, cause we're on the mezzanine level upstairs at Riverworks. And then there's a bunch of TVs at the bar that they have there. So it's just, I think, better space for what we want to do in order to grow the event. And, you know, to your point, we had about, I think we ended up being like 28 tables last year. We'll have over 40 this year. So I think that we will be able to continue to grow it as we go. I think we had to get a little less aggressive with pursuing additional tables this year just because of the space. But what's cool about Riverworks is that, you know, if we want to continue to grow it, there's more space in the facility, you know, in future years to be able to do that. So we're very excited about that partnership too.
And Brian, you'll obviously also be there as a representative of Golf Buffalo. Tell everybody about what Golf Buffalo is.
Yeah, so Golf Buffalo is, it's really mission driven in trying to promote the local golf business scene to Western New Yorkers. I mean, we've been really, when we started it back in 2019, just really inspired by some of the other local businesses around, you know, not a lot of people, at least in my life, knew about, you know, a local golf ball company or that there's a local putter company, right? Like just, we wanted to try to help promote that, give people an opportunity to rep their hometown, you know, elsewhere. We sell to a lot of expats. And so it's really an apparel of golf, it's really a brand of golf apparel with Buffalo branded stuff, but really not just stuff, things that have roots in local businesses here. So we will be there. We have a bunch of stuff that we're launching. That's not even on our website. It won't be available until after the event. So if you're interested in having kind of first crack at some of the new stuff that we've got going, come to the event. We've got some great new polos, some Mock Neck polos. We've got a really cool camp flag from Oxford Pennant. And a bunch of other stuff. I will tell you, there, like, we went with a color theme kind of based around the Players Championship. So there's a lot of navy and gold. So So my Keisha's friends love it, and my Joe's friends absolutely hate it. So, you know.
Yeah, too bad for those Joe's boys.
Through that a little bit. But.
Yeah. Jeff Meadus, the Keisha's guy here, is happy to hear that.
Yep. Perfect. All right. Yes. Great.
That's because they're mad they couldn't get in. That's all. So.
Yeah, and I forgot what I was going to ask him. So,
well, I'll ask you, Brian, can people buy tickets at the door? Do you need to do it in advance, and how can they get tickets?
They can. We will have a limited number of tickets available at the door. Tickets are moving fast. We're doing very well right now. We're ahead of schedule, and this week, especially if last year's any indication, this week they will move quickly. Our recommendation is definitely to get them ahead of time. You can get them if you go to golf-buffalo.com. There's a link to the Eventbrite page, or you can go right to Eventbrite and search Golf Buffalo Expo. But we will have some available right there. I mean, there's a lot going on downtown. There's a hockey game. Convention Center's got a big event. So you can kind of make a day of it. And if you do decide to wait until then, we will have some tickets available at the door.
Yeah, there'll be dozens of people at the hockey game.
No, what I'm going to say, there's also, I want to mention our friends at Donald Ross who outfit us here, TJ.
Yeah.
They've donated the basket. There's some fundraising opportunities at this. That's going to happen at the event, too.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and nonprofits are a big part of the Western New York golf scene between, right, Western New York PGA, First Tee Western New York. You know, those are the golf-specific ones. You guys have been kind enough to give me a couple opportunities on the show to talk about the Allison Rose Foundation, my friend that passed number of years ago, and Donald Ross was kind enough to donate a basket that's going to benefit the Allison Rose Foundation. So that foundation will have a table at the event as well, where we'll have a 50-50 the Donald Ross basket, and also some really great merch that the foundation's made over the years.
Very cool. $35 ticket, $10 for a DD ticket at Riverworks.
That's a designated driver for.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. Saturday. On the 15th. And yes, there's a 12:30 Sabres game against Jack Eichel in Vegas. And the Sabres games usually last about 2.5 hours, which gets you to 3.
There you go.
Perfect timing.
And come on over.
Come on right over. All right. Excellent idea.
Is Jack even going to play in that game?
Eichel? Well, yeah. NHL players don't have load management or anything like that. All right. Kev. You're watching too much NBA.
Kev's got a load management, right? It's himself.
Kevin has a Teeny Green management. He's done 2 weeks in a row here. He's got to take next week off.
That's fair. That is fair.
Brian Smith from Golf Buffalo. Good luck with the event next week, Brian. We appreciate you helping us promote golf in Western New York. We know that's everybody's mission, so good job on that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Brian Smith from Golf Buffalo. Again, the event next week, the Golf Buffalo Expo. Is on the 15th at Riverworks, starting at 3:00.
I actually wish I was here next week because I want to be there, and I missed last year's. I'm gonna miss this year's.
You're gonna be working the players.
I'll be working the players for PGA Tour Live.
Are those cardboard cutouts of you still around? We'll bring one over.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Yes, we can bring one of those there.
Blank, what do you got to say? You had something.
I was going to say, now that we're on video, we'll have the cardboard cut off.
That'd be great.
That's right. We can bring it in. There.
Just my head on a stick. That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. If you haven't,
relatively speaking.
Yeah. If you haven't checked us out, go to our X account here at TDG Buffalo, and we're live. We're gonna make it even better each week here, but we're tinkering with it. Here's why. Ultimately, beyond seeing our pretty faces, which of course everybody wants to see. We're going to some really cool places across Western New York, some great golf courses. You know, we're inside great golf facilities, great restaurants, things like that. So we want you to get a little more inside of what it looks like. And, you know, part of why we love golf, we love going to beautiful golf courses and places. So you'll get a chance to see our backdrop for our shows here.
Can I give two, I'm going to give two shout outs here real quick. I want to, two congratulations to some professionals out there. Dylan Hayes. From Pendleton Creek, just got a certification.
Got his Class A.
Class A certification.
What's that mean, Jeff, Class A?
That means he's officially a member of the PGA. He's not an apprentice. Yes. He's now a member of the PGA of America.
I just wanted to congratulate Dylan on that. So great job. Yeah. He brings great energy to the game of golf.
Everybody loves him over at Pendleton.
And our boy Joe Bach took a new job.
That's the other one.
So we're going to miss Joe in the section. What a great guy he is. And we're happy for him. He's got a promotion. He's moving down south. And he's a good golf pro, and he's going to do a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the other fill I wanted. And Joe, we're coming to play down there.
Yeah, now we got it. Now we got a connection in the Carolinas. Yes.
Yeah.
Georgia. I thought he's Georgia.
Georgia, maybe. It's somewhere down there.
Yeah, they're all the same place. Yeah, South Carolina, South. Georgia. They're
right next to each other.
There's a Buc-ee's down there.
Yeah. Joe does an amazing job with working with kids in the junior league and the team that he had up at Hickory Stick and everything.
They're just strong.
Really, really good. And
well, I think all PGA professionals take pride in those programs because they're important to golf and they're important to bringing up juniors and they're fun and everybody has fun doing it. So
I would agree. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened yesterday at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Wyndham Clark, who's playing very well. We'll go through the full leaderboard, but he's in contention going into the weekend here. Tell us a little about what happened, Kevin. So my golf timeline yesterday of all these golf reporters talking about Wyndham Clark, the ball's in the pitch mark. I saw Michael Kim, who's very active, who's, by the way, also in contention, saying on Twitter, he's like, oh, I agree with how it all ruled out. What happened? Explain this to everybody.
Well, one thing you do know, everybody's an expert on social media.
That's correct.
Right? I'm telling you, like, you think you know the rules of golf, and talking with Rich Pearson, who was the rules official on PGA Tour Live, who has his own video, his own setup there. It's pretty incredible. I had coffee with him several weeks ago and at the American Express, and he's kind of explaining some things. And then we had him on the air. We can bring him in on stream, the main feed on PGA Tour Live. Like, we're able to bring him in. And I was asking about a ruling. He's like, well, actually, his options are this. And I'm like, I thought it was simply a penalty drop, and there was like four options. I'm like, who knew, right? They know. That's their job. They're experts at this. Anyways, initially came on the third hole, Wyndham Clark's tee ball. It bounced. It landed, then it bounced up, and then it settled into a pitch mark, which by video did not appear to be the same pitch mark, right? And he took relief from it for embedded ball.
Only embedded if it's your own pitch mark.
That is correct.
Yes.
Now, so initially, they said, well, it appears that it may have taken an improper drop, right? So this came about when he's like at hole six and tied for the lead. But here's where the technology comes into play, and this is what the Bills needed in the AFC Championship game. The shot link, right? And Jeff Blank, you're going to love this. They went and did the GPS with the video and determined, because the video angle is a little further up the fairway, all right? It's two-dimensional, right? HD, but two-dimensional still. And they determined by GPS location, the ball actually bounced back into its own pitch mark. And then when you watch the video, and they actually had the...
Yeah, like a grid.
They had the grid. Yes, where it came in, and you say, they're right, right? So, they came back on and said, actually, we've used our other technology to determine, because we want to get it right, for the player. And that is it. Now, how does Wyndham Clark know? Thing is, he doesn't, but it doesn't matter. If it indeed was not his pitch mark, it would have been a penalty.
Correct.
An improper drop.
Yeah,
by GPS technology, the radar that they use on ShotLink,
that's insane that they can get to that minutia, that they can find a pitch mark.
Insane or great?
Oh, it's good. Yeah, yes. I mean, in a good way. Yeah. So now,
how is Wyndham supposed to know from 300 yards away if that's his pitch mark? I understand the color of the pitch mark. It could be an older one, but let's say it's another fresh one right next to it. How are you supposed to know?
Here's this is what I think should happen. Everybody in.
Can he ask and say, hey, is this my own pitch
mark?
Yes,
he can absolutely ask.
Okay.
It's also if you're a marshal, a volunteer, or hey, even if I was out there following the group broadcast and I saw it, I have an obligation to tell him.
Well, the other thing is he said he didn't see it bounce, so there might be under the presumption that it just might have pitched and stayed there, right?
Yeah, knowing that hole, I mean, that's an elevated tee box on the third. It's a dog leg left. There's water there, and how far he hits it. I mean, he hits it. He carries it over 300 yards.
Yeah. So.
And it may, in the haze of sun and stuff, it might be difficult to determine to see. I mean, it wasn't a large bounce. It didn't trampoline. If it's soft enough to make a pitch bark, it's not going to bounce high.
Right.
All right. Let's think about that. I could definitely see where he didn't see it bounce. Some of these times, these guys hit tee balls and say, "All right, that's going to be in good shape in the fairway," and they look away. They're not watching the exact finish if they know it's not going to end up in a bunker in the rough.
Yeah.
So I can totally see that whole scenario.
It doesn't happen very often, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah. But everybody's just wants, gotcha.
Oh,
and it's
the
like
gotcha mentality of everybody watching on the internet machine.
There was an issue with him. It might have been last year with a wedge in a rough, and like everybody's, he's making the ball move.
You see players all the time, like, all right, you know, kind of testing the rough, what have you, somewhere near the ball. But the grass is going to move. It makes it look like the ball move.
Well, right. The ball can move up and down as long as it returns to its original spot. Like they use the analogy, you're in a bathtub, your ball's in the drain. It gets smacked, rolls around, ends up in the same spot. Ball's in the same spot.
Correct.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Not breaking a rule.
Correct. See, this is where I get annoyed. Because if, let's say it's not his pitch mark, and it's the exact same lie, why wouldn't you get relief? Why does it matter that it's his pitch mark and somebody else? I understand.
I agree with you.
But if it's the exact same lie,
yes,
just 2 inches further to the left, and it's not his pitch mark, he's got to play 2 inches to the right.
That's the play it as it lies rule, man.
Rub the green.
If you're going to do that, then you got to take.
You're the guy who doesn't want you want relief from divots too.
Well,
probably
leaf rule.
Leaf rule.
There is a leaf rule.
Yeah,
right. we've determined this on the show. Right?
Yes,
there is.
But about two holes later, he was in a divot too. So he was in a pretty large divot too.
Yes, he was on hole number 9. Yeah. He was in the divot and hit a brilliant shot. Yeah. It's a sand filled divot though.
Yes,
it was
part of the game.
All right. Time out. When we come back, we'll check our leaderboards for the PGA Tour, including the Arnold Palmer Invitational, Champions Tour LPGA report, and we'll also get Jeff's West York PGA tip of the week.
Don't hit it in divots.
That's your tip. Don't hit it in divots. That's right. We're live here at Diamond Hawk Golf Course in Cheektowaga. The sun is out. We're hoping golf is going to be coming soon here in Western New York. Thanks for being with us. More coming up on Tee to Green right after this timeout on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or dsw.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a unique spot for your next meal? The Pendleton Creek Pub in North Tonawanda is an inviting, relaxed bar and pub. It's the perfect spot for you, your friends, and your family. The Pendleton Creek Pub is open to the public. It has the best pub cuisine, plus weekly dinner specials, live music, and weekend breakfast that'll have you craving more. Have a celebration you're ready to plan? The Pendleton Creek Pub patio and cabin offer one-of-a-kind settings that make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. Don't wait, as they have just a few prime summer weeks left. Current golf membership is full for 2025, but if you're interested in joining them in the future, give them a call to be placed on their waiting list. Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Pub. Come in and check it out in person at 4385 Tonawanda Creek Road, or visit them online at pendletoncreek.com.
The 66th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and it will once again be a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held on July 16th through the 19th. Spectators are welcome, and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Looking for the perfect place to call your golf home this season? Tri-County Country Club is ready to become your golf home in 2025. Located just into Chautauqua County, Tri-County Country Club is just a 40-minute drive from Buffalo and has membership options and affordable rates that will fit your needs. No initiation, no wait list, pristine golf conditions on a course known for its rolling fairways, undulating greens, and beautiful natural scenery. Check out their membership information at tricountycountryclub.com. Also, there's more reason than ever to join today, as a brand new clubhouse is almost complete and will be a great place for your post-round meal and fun. So head to TriCountyCountryClub.com or contact GM and PGA Pro Dan Redding and see why Tri-County Country Club is ready for you to be a new member today.
Greetings, Western New York golfers, and welcome to another exciting new season just around the corner with our friends Brian, Kevin, and Jeff from Tee to Green. Our PGA professionals and great staff here at Glen Oak Golf Club are excited to help you achieve your latest goals, whether they are testing new club technology, tuning yourself up with expert coaching, or just having a memorable experience with your friends and family. Please come and enjoy our 3-4-site GC Hawk simulators or our Robert Trent Jones Sr. signature design layout, Western New York's most played golf course. Go to glenoak.com to book now, and let's make some birdies and memories together.
Hey, young golfers and parents in Western New York, are you ready to compete, improve your game, and have a blast on the course? The Western New York PGA Junior Tour is your gateway to elite junior golf in the region. Why join the Western New York PGA Junior Tour? Compete in professionally run tournaments at top courses, improve your skills with PGA professional guidance, connect with other junior golfers in a fun, competitive environment, develop values like integrity, perseverance, and sportsmanship. Whether you're just starting out or looking to take your game to the next level, our tour offers divisions for all skill levels and ages. This is your chance to shine. Spots are filling fast. Don't miss out. Register today at WNYPGA.com and get ready to tee it up with the best juniors in Western New York. The road to greatness starts here. Sign up now.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
Welcome back. Tee to Green Live. We're at Diamond Hawk Golf Club here in Cheektowaga this week. Thanks for being with us. We're checking the PGA Tour leaderboard at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. It is Shane Lowry who is your leader. 8 under par after shooting a 67 yesterday. He has a 2-shot lead on Wyndham Clark. Two others who are 3 back, tied for third, Canadian Corey Connors, Colin Morikawa, and then some big names at -4, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, Russell Henley, JT, Keegan Bradley, just a shot behind them at -3.
And the Champions Tour Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sportswear, your hometown premium golf apparel company. Find us in your local pro shop or online at donaldross.com. And this week's event is the Coligard Classic at La Paloma Country Club. A couple Aussies near the top of the leaderboard. Greg Chalmers at 7 under and Rob Pampling at 5 under, tied with Stephen Ames and Ernie Els.
All right, LPGA Tour leaderboard report brought
to you by Puma Golf Shoes. It is their final swing through Asia. They're in China right now, Hainan Island. It's like the southernmost point of China. I know you like your geography, Jeff.
I do.
All right, third round because you know they're ahead of time here.
Right.
So
they're going already.
Ryo Takeda is 9 under par. That is a 2-shot lead over three players: Gigi Stoll, Austin Kim, and Cassie Porter, who are 7 under. Hey, real quick, if I can go back to the PGA Tour leaderboard, Jackson Koivun made the cut. So he needs one more point to earn his tour card, just like Luke Clanton did last week at the Cottonston Classic in the Palm Beaches. Jackson Koivun, an Auburn Tiger. If he makes the top 10, he gets the point this weekend.
That's the pressure. Yeah,
so there you go. I mean, just making I think it's brilliant what the tour's done, giving pathways for college golfers to make the PGA Tour through the PGA Tour University rankings. Through this point system, that's why you're seeing many more of these sponsors exemptions going to college, the good college players.
I think it's cool too. Yeah, get the best players out there.
It's
find
like
a way.
What, yep. It's kind of what the NFL is doing, right? Yep. You're taking players out of college and bringing them into the pros, finding a pathway for them. It's only like a couple a year, but that's significant when there's only.
And they end
next
up
year,
being good players.
There's gonna be 100 spots next year.
Yep. So. Xander Schauffele makes it on the cut. He's got that streak going that continues to go as he gets in his first event since Hawaii, Kevin, because he's been out injured.
Yeah, rib cartilage injury. Anybody who's had any type of rib injury knows how painful that is.
And there's no practicing. No working on your game when that's happening.
Didn't look like he sat around and ate Doritos, though.
No.
No. He looks like he's all right.
That's why I don't like the new video feed. Yeah.
Well, we're behind the table.
It looks like I sat around and ate
Doritos. We're behind the table,
yes. Jeff. Shane Lowry seems to always play the Florida swing well, Kev.
Well, he lives down there.
Yeah. He played, the Honda Classic forever now, Cognizant Classic. He seems to be always in contention there. He's obviously playing well this week here, too.
Well, I he's a good wind player. Like, he's a golfer, right? And so there's always wind in Florida when you play, and I think that's part of the reason.
Perfect transition here. Let's get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Weekend, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, promoting the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So, Jeff, playing in the wind. Well, we were talking earlier with Fred Zillner here from Diamond Hawk, where we are today, about maybe they're going to have some wind adjustments even in their GPS and distances and all that sort of stuff. What do you look into when it's windy out when you're playing?
When it's windy, you really got to control the spin on your golf ball. So that's the most important thing. So you think of even hitting downwind. Sometimes you want a little bit more spin. So a lot of times people will hit the ball further downwind with a 3-wood because it'll have a little bit more spin. It'll keep the ball up in the air a little bit longer, so you get a little more carry. The ball will go further. When you're hitting into the wind, a lot of people just take their shot and just try to hit it harder or whatever that is. Take a couple less clubs. Hit it softer. Hit a slower, shorter swing. Learning to hit a knockdown is one of the most useful tools for any golfer. Once you learn to control your trajectory, you learn to control how far you're hitting the ball. So if you can learn to hit that little 6-iron bump, choke up, the way to do it is you take less loft, so it has the flatter face, so that'll put less spin on the golf ball. Maybe move it back in your stance a little bit because you want to trap and cover the ball and keep it lower, and it'll have less loft. And then choke up a smidge. And try to finish really low on the way through to control your trajectory. What you don't want to do is hit it harder in the wind or throw it high up in the air, because then the wind's going to get a hold of it. And use the wind to your advantage. If you're a player that fades the ball, hey, maybe aim a little left or whatever, and it's off your left, and it'll help you carry the ball a little bit further. And if you're hitting a fade into a draw wind, you're going to lose a little bit. So be aware of some of those things. And just learning to play in the wind is what good players find a way to score no matter what the conditions are. And if you embrace the challenge of playing in difficult conditions and the wind, you're going to become a better player. But the first key is controlling the spin on your golf ball.
I love playing in the wind.
I do too. Yeah, I think it's
because you got to make shots.
Well, I love hitting
challenges. It's fun.
I like hitting a 4-iron from 150 yards and trying to roll it up into a 40-mile
wind. I got news for you. A couple more years, you're hitting a 4-iron from 1,500.
I won't have 4-irons. I'll have like a whole bunch of woods and hybrids. Yes.
I like playing in the wind, but I like playing downwind.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't work that way. Hang on. Downwind, a lot of people think the ball's just going to carry. Sometimes
it gets knocked down.
It gets knocked down. You're like, why did it come up short? I'm downwind.
What you never want to do is pull a ball downwind, because it's taking spin off it, and the ball's going to go a lot further. So pull misses downwind, they can go really far over the green. Yeah.
All right. So this week, the Arnold Palmer Invitational has got 2 rounds left. It's going to be good TV, windy conditions in Florida. We'll see it. Jeff Blank, who do you like to win this weekend? I know you gave us some names last week that actually got in contention to win on Sunday.
Better pick a win player for tomorrow. It's supposed to be 36.
Last week I went down the leaderboard. Actually, the numbers say Shane Lowry. And I know he's leading, and that's the easy pick, but I think you can find him at what? To win? 250 maybe? To win?
You got to pick a gritty player. That's gonna,
Lowry would be gritty.
I like Lowry, Bradley, or Grazerman. I think Grazerman's got some grit too. But Blank, you were spot on. Last week, the picks you gave on the show were phenomenal.
At least for Saturday.
For Saturday, yes.
For Saturday. They jumped right up to the top of the leaderboard. You had first and second there for a little bit.
There's two other picks. Top 10s for Ludwig Åberg, plus 130. Siwoo Kim, top 10, plus 190.
I think I'm going to pick Ludwig Åberg for a top 10 all year.
Yeah, you should. It's like Scottie Scheffler last year. I think Åberg's going to be like that.
Can I pick that bet now and just book it for the rest of the season?
That would be wise.
Yeah, so it's going to be good TV this weekend. Next weekend, the Players' Championship. Great television. Everybody knows the finish of that course, the awesome par 5 16th and the Island Green 17th, one of the most famous holes in the world, and then the brutally tough par 4 18th to finish here. No surprise, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite to win. Rory McIlroy, no surprise, is the second favorite. Rory's playing well this weekend. He's got a chance to win as well. Kevin, you're going to be there?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to most when you walk Sawgrass?
It's just pristine. I mean, it's
some of the pictures I've seen, they look just gorgeous.
The place is incredible. The amount of the fans who are there are just it's just awesome. The whole it's an easy walk. Everything is just in tip top shape. It's just incredible. The overseeder ride really pops on television, and
there's always drama.
The way the course is set up. I mean, it's Pete Dye's masterpiece for a reason. The way it is set up, I mean, the finish of 16, 17, 18 is just incredible. But even the lead up to it, the back nine is so phenomenal.
14.
The 12th hole is great. It's a drivable par 4, and it's so good. So many things can happen. You can see guys putt it off the green there. You know, it's incredible.
How many times did Ricky play the 17th hole on the final round?
When he won?
They went back
17.
I think three times.
He stuffed it.
Yeah.
He stuffed it. I mean, that pin.
Right of the flag.
Yes.
He stuck it.
Yes.
All you see is the two-thirds of the flag stick over that bunker. It's incredible.
It's great drama, for sure, on Sunday. Who we won't see next week is Tiger Woods. We thought, because this is the last year that he gets the exemption to play, that he would be in. Everybody that played in that seminal pro-am on Monday said he looked great. He played with Keegan Bradley and his group. And reports were that he was driving it just as good as Bradley the whole day. But Wood says he's, quote, not really into practicing right now. So the effects of his mother's passing, obviously, you know, none of us are really going to know what that's had on him. He has made one TGL appearance in between. But, Kevin, we're not going to get to see Tiger next week, which, golf-wise here, I mean, now probably we're not going to see him till Augusta, if that's the first time he plays.
I look at it this way, Tiger's, it's too bad. I mean, because it's not a tough walk, the players for Tiger, but I think it's about majors for Tiger if he's going to compete.
Yeah.
If he's going to compete.
That's right. Hey, thanks to everybody here at Diamond Hawk. As Fred Zillner, Fred just stepped away for a moment, but want to thank him.
Make your omelet.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. If you want to get information or a tee time or as golf's gets started here soon, diamondhawkgolf.com if you want to bring your event there. Don't forget, if you're looking for some action, some bets on the weekend or into next week with the Players, follow our Jeff Blank at T2G Buffalo on our social media accounts. He'll have the preview video, his value charts, and all that sort of stuff there as well. And, Jeff, thanks. Good stuff. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, the dojo's back. Going to be busy this weekend.
You'll be at the dojo? Yeah, rocking for sure.
Kevin, one are you going to be at?
Probably both this weekend.
Okay, sweet.
Transit and Niagara Falls Boulevard locations for Golf Dojo. Kevin, enjoy the Players. We'll talk to you there next week. All right. Next week, we'll be at the Western New York PGA offices at Glen Oak Golf Course. I'm going to talk a little bit about how if you want to get involved in the game this year or get your son or daughter involved, that's going to be there. And also if you want to have a career in golf, we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. So we'll be at the Western PGA offices next week. And then Lancaster Country Club and then Glen Oak. That's how we round out March. Looking forward to it. For Jeff Blank, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Midas, and Evan back in our studios, I'm Brian Colzio. Thanks to everybody here at Diamond Hawk. DiamondHawkGolf.com is the website, and we'll talk to you next time right here on Tee to Green.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Peter Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with six convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.